bitterly disappointed, given the way he's pushed his blade in the first half?
Yeah, you know, we've created a lot of chances in the first half, but you don't win games of football in 45. I think similar last week. We were a better side, created a lot of chances in the first half. I thought we were a bit unlucky to lose the goal in the manner we did. I think the boys had a shot and it's fallen to Boy Moore's feet and he stuck it away well, to be fair to him. But second half, we were sort of devoid of ideas. Ryan Dow, we've had to bring him off with a virus. He just felt that he had no energy to him. I think it showed a little bit in terms of, you know, how big a loss Ryan is to us. He's got that nous and experience to help us through periods like that in games. But as I say, bitterly disappointed to have lost a game at home to Ayr United. On the back of, you know, it was a decent first half performance, but we never asked him enough questions in the second half.
Is that a hint of offside on their goal?
I did ask at half time the officials, I've looked back at it and the boy's onside. I think it's more the fact that the boy's had a shot and it's just one of them that falls to his feet, so I've no qualms on that decision.
It was a bit like last week really, once the away team got ahead, two banks of four and kept you out.
Yeah, but again, then falls back on us that we've got to try and learn the players at times like that. You know, it can become difficult and frustrating, but Ayr have went ahead and likewise Alloa done it last week where they sat back deeper and, you know, we've got to find a way of trying to break teams down when it's like that, and it's something that we'll work away at on the training pitch. It's the only way you can do it. You know, it's no pleasing reading when you see that we're on the back of four defeats in a row now, so I've got faith that we can turn that round and, you know, as I say, get more out of the players. But, you know, it's just not great when it's two defeats now at home back to back, having went in that run.
Do you feel Ethan Ross can be a good addition to the team?
Yeah, Ethan, you know, I thought there was spells in the first half where he looked lively. We always knew that he was probably going to fall out a little bit, but we just saw the freshness. I'm coming in, wanted to play with two wider players today. He'll be a good addition to the squad. Again, you know, we'll have to try and get him up to speed, and he comes with, you know, a decent reputation. Spoke about him for a number of months now, and we're lucky to have added him to the squad for the second part of the season.
What about the Hearts player, Stephen?
Well, at the moment, we're just, I think it's looking likely that the Hearts boys will be going back. Anthony missed today because he took a head knock on Thursday, and I just felt it was right to shape up the bench in the manner that I did. We're not starting Harry today, and Harry's missed out, but we're just waiting on confirmation from Hearts, but I think they two will be going back.
Yep. That's what Greg Kelty was. First half was outstanding. That'll probably enhance your determination to keep moving more.
Yeah, again, well, listen, it's far from making excuses. We've lost a game of football, and I'll accept it. I take the responsibility for that as a manager. I think it was there for everybody to see in the first half that Greg playing more central and then playing up with Nizzy, they caused them a lot of problems. As I said, Ryan Dow comes off the park due to a viral thing. Ethan isn't match fit, but you know we felt that he was going to bring that spark, which I thought at times he did in the first half. The dilemma then is where we're at personnel-wise. Greg goes out to the left and probably, not just down to Greg, we didn't find him enough in those areas, and it just took a wee bit of flair from us through that central, but that's problems that you have to overcome. And as I say, we'll just have to see where we're at with Greg, because we're still unsure whether Kilmarnock are going to call him back or not.